Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And hello, I'm Neil.
Neil, was that a brand new bike I saw you arrive on today?
It was. Thank you for noticing. It's a racing bike with 21 gears and Go Faster stripes on it.
Nice. But didn't you buy a new mountain bike last week?
I did, to go with the spare one I bought last month. I love bikes.
Neil, if you don't mind me saying, you need to put the brakes on your spending.
You want me to slow down? You think I'll go too fast?
Not exactly. I'm talking about slowing down how much money you're spending. The expression put the brakes on or to put a brake on something means to stop or slow down an activity. So, Neil, would you like to hear some other people putting their brakes on something?
Will it cost me anything?
No, they're free.
We've put the brakes on our plans to expand the business. There's not enough demand anymore. Let's put the brakes on our holiday plans. We haven't got enough money at the moment. The company's putting the brakes on recruitment because of the economic downturn.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. We're learning about the phrase put the brakes on something, which means to slow down or stop an activity. And Neil, I think you're buying too many bikes. So you need to put the brakes on your spending.
Good advice, Feifei. You know what? I'm going to sell them. What do I need 3 bikes for?
Finally, Neil has listened to me. He's going to sell his bikes.
That's right. I'm going to put the brakes on cycling and start a new hobby. I'm going to get an e-scooter. Much quicker.
More spending. I'm going to put a brake on giving you advice. You never listen.
Sorry, what did you say?
Bye, Neil.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift-giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.